a powerful prayer, and one that, when prayed, certainly challenges us. I'm going to say those words that you just saw in the video. I welcome everything that comes to me today because I know it's for my healing. I welcome all thoughts, feelings, emotions, persons, situations, and conditions. I let go of my desire for power and control. I let go of my desire for affection and esteem, approval, and pleasure. I let go of my desire for survival and security. I let go of my desire to change any situation, condition, person, or even myself. I open to the love and presence of God and God's action within. Amen. Well, I think the last petition of this prayer, I open to the love and presence of God and God's action within, it makes the rest possible. Notice I did not say comfortable, but possible. So often throughout life, we have a grip, a tight grip on our sacred sense of control. It is rare to run into somebody who says, oh, not me. I love being out of control. And if they do lead with that, I love being out of control. Okay, check the safety measures around you because things might get a bit too, shall we say, interesting in your life. Letting go. That may just be a spiritual gift, and one that takes honing and submission and prayer and some kind of crazy God movement in our lives. Notice again, I welcome all thoughts, feelings, emotions, situations, and conditions. That means everything. The good, the bad, the tragic, the really, really hard, the lowest of lows, and the highest of highs. So much. And if we are honest, all of this does indeed flow through us. Even when we try to run from and take cover from and hide from, everything seems to find us, doesn't it? It's all part of this thing called life. And the love and presence of God, it enters in there. God never apart from every aspect of our lives. I think this has been so apparent this last year in the work of our child care center and in our school where we're filming here today. Talk about feeling out of control. 1 year of everything the world could throw at us. And yet here we are. Still in the midst of COVID with extra cleaning, extra clothing, families in and out, so many frontline workers, closures, openings, state mandates, abundant times and lead times, staff concerns, enrollments up and down, and God continues to move us. The love and presence of God in our staff and families and church community always nudging us forward. Only grace. God's covenant of life and love sustains. And that's why we say all thanks and praise be to God, because it truly does sustain. Now, if I say to you, you are out of control. You're out of control. It does not come across as a compliment, does it? And so I want to add to that phrase tonight for you to consider. You are out of control in God's grace. You are out of control, loving disciples of Jesus. You are out of control in bringing life to the world. You are out of control with your generosity and attitude of gratitude. You are out of control in love with Jesus. You are out of control with forgiveness and hope. You are out of control in serving the needs around you. You are out of control in loving God and loving neighbor. Well, that sounds like good news. Good news to me. Are you warming up to being out of control in a new way? To embracing vulnerability? Remember, God's action within you. God's action within you. You are asking God to go to work and make it possible. The God of the gospel of Jesus always brings life out of death. God makes all things new, even when the world tries to convince us differently. Our Easter proclamation spills out from the tomb that because Jesus lives, we are going to live too. Death has no more power over God's will for life. The God of the gospel gives us a future and a hope. Jesus is on the loose. And because he's on the loose, we're on the loose. Yes, free to be out of control with radical trust in God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We fully welcome you. Well, all right, out of control disciples. Yes, out of control disciples. May God bless you and be gracious to you. May God give you grace to never sell yourself or God short. Grace to risk something big for something good. Grace to remember that the world is too dangerous for anything but truth and too small for anything but love. May God take your mind and think through it. May God take your lips and speak through them. May God take your hands and do good with them. May God take your heart and set it on fire. Yes, God in your heart on fire. And God's people say, Amen.